What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Off the Rails, presented by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. So I'm at my daughter's school for another test, and something came to mind from a conversation I had yesterday. Every 5 years, and I'm like I say, I don't even know how long it's gonna be. It's probably gonna be short, or as long as I'm in this car waiting for her to get done with this test. But every 5 years, what you thought about 5 years ago won't matter. Like, you'll feel completely different about it. It's kind of weird, but we don't really think about time in increments that way. We know how we feel in moments, in seconds, in minutes, in hours, things of that nature. We do talk about time, where you want to be in 5 years and all these different, we do talk about that, but I mean just to sit and think about it. And I think I put a tweet up yesterday, or I don't even know when this is going to come out, but I put a tweet up just talking about the fact that the things that I think about now are completely different than what I thought about 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I know 10 years is a lot, you know, 10 years is a long time ago or whatever. But the reason why it was relevant is just, look, I'm in my 30s, and it's weird because there's this whole kind of cultural shift once you get to your 30s. You know what I mean? I'm not completely washed up, but I'm washed. You know what I mean? And when I think about getting shoes, like, I know how important dressing and getting shoes, and this has nothing to do with the pandemic, but just getting dressed and buying shoes and just buying different things for whatever reason, I feel completely different about now. When it comes to me making purchases, I'm thinking about my family, and I'm thinking about investing. I'm thinking about that. Like, literally, I kind of buy the things that I need. Like, man, I can't wait to get some new drawers. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get some new socks or something like that. Man, you know, we need some new sheets for this bed. But it's so weird how that switched, because I don't even know when it switched. I just know how I felt in the stuff that I think about. And I was just like, damn, it's kind of crazy that this is how I was thinking just this amount of time ago. And even with that, 5 years, we think about it like, look, it's not a lot of time. You know, 5 years, it's going to come back. You know, it's going to come quick. But at the same time, it is a long period of time. Like, it's weird. It's short and it's long. The stuff you liked at 10 years old, you probably felt completely different or forgot about a lot of those things by the time you turned 15. When you were five and did whatever, by the time you turn 10, you're a completely different kid. You're 15 to 20, and then you're 20, completely different. 20, 25, you can just keep going like that. 30 versus 35. Again, it's just like a weird ass thing. And I was just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, wow, we spend so much time thinking about the gravity of things and how important things are. And of course, making certain decisions obviously impact your future. You know what I mean? Some things for the short term, some things for the long term. I kind of have this thing in my mind now that nothing lasts forever. You know what I mean? Nothing in life really lasts forever. Now, you know, like, if you're incarcerated and then, you know, you have a parole date set, you know what I mean? And, you know, or maybe you don't have a parole, you know what I mean? When you're incarcerated and let's say you don't have a parole, like, you did life, no parole, that's it, open door, you know, it's a wrap. Outside of that, everything is temporary. You know what I mean? Even life itself, the beginning and the end, and you know, do your dash. I think I did an episode years ago just talking about that. It's not as long as you think, but it's not as short as you think either. There's just kind of like this, you know, this thing, and I don't know, you know what I mean? It was just something that was on my mind, and I was just like, wow, like, literally, you know, if you, you know, again, we typically don't think like that. In 5 years, I won't care about getting a new Xbox or the new PlayStation or the new whatever this is. And again, there may be some of those things that, you know, that you do still care about, but the majority of things, if you sit there and say, okay, man, I'm far away from this. Like, I'm not thinking about a car, or I'm not thinking about buying this, or I'm not thinking about buying that. I'm trying to take care of this. I'm trying to take care of that. But I really said all of that just to say, man, be mindful of your time. You know what I mean? Look at it from both sides. Look at the positives, look at the negatives, and just, you know, you make the best decision you can. We're not perfect people. Everything that we do isn't gonna always be right, but don't be too hard on yourself. Don't overthink it. Don't underthink it. Just try to find that sweet spot when it comes to your time and just something that you just dying to do at 25, you may not give a shit about. And again, it may be cool, it may be this and the third, but then maybe in 5 years you look back and be like, that was dumb as hell. I spent this much money, I did this, I did that. That was dumb as hell. Or you may be like, hey, it was worth the experience. You know, that's kind of what I'm about now, is like memories. You know what I mean? Memories do fade, but money goes a lot quicker than memories. You can spend money on food, on this, on that, you know, like items, and that shit is gone. Memories at this point for me are way more valuable than any, you know, than any just individual product, whatever you want to call it, than any little bullshit, you know what I mean, that I can spend my money on. You know, it's like you give your family members money. You give people money for birthdays and for this and for that, and that shit, they don't remember it. They don't, you know what I mean? Especially if it ain't no sentimental value behind it. People don't remember it, but a lot of times people do remember what you do and where you take them and what they saw and what they heard and what was said. Like, they'll remember those things. They won't remember where that 20 or that 100 or whatever went. You know what I mean? Those perishable items, those clothes and different things will get donated or trashed or whatever. And, you know, even the nice shit, even the more expensive shit. But, man, 5 years, like, my daughter will be a completely different age. My son will be a completely different age. I'll be in a completely different space in life. And it's like, okay, you know, how much does this really matter in time? Not as much, you know what I mean? I know when shit is present and it's in your face, it's like, it's hitting you, you know what I mean? It's a big deal, but not as much. One other thing is that the world, you know, we talk about presidents and we talk about senators and we talk about representatives, and like, literally, that's gonna be completely different. You know what I mean? It's just time, as long as it is equally as short. 5 years, the world is gonna be different. Technology is gonna be different. And I'm not talking about like flying cars and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, stuff that we saw in movies, I don't necessarily mean that. It's possible, especially with Elon Musk and whoever the hell else that's doing stuff. And China may eventually be the global, you know, leader and whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? But a lot of stuff will be different, you know what I mean? Just outside of yourself, a lot of shit will be different. So just keep that in mind. All right. I really can't think of nothing else. It was just some, again, this is another episode of Off the Rails presented by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I guess I will catch y'all next time. Peace.